Horse riding through Prince Albert National Park is a beautiful, quiet, and natural way to experience the park. But just because it's natural doesn't mean you don't need to consider the environment. Gord Varland is from Sturgeon River Ranch.
It's a very natural place, first of all, so the biggest consideration is approaching everything with a lot of respect and just a lot of care and caution and taking a look at everything you do. Some of the major things that we look at are, of course, trying to not be contributing to the spread of invasive species, also working with other park users and making sure that everybody's enjoying the trails and that we're not hampering the enjoyment of other visitors as well, hikers or bikers or things like that. And just generally taking a lot of care and caution in what we do, just trying not to chew up a lot of ground and make deep paths and deep trails and things like that, just minimizing our footprint, pardon the pun, beginning to end.
And let's talk about the invasive species then. If you've got, for example, you're taking horses through, horses eat things, they deposit them out the other end. How do you stop those species from moving from, say, one side of the park to the other?
Well, some of the methods that can be used are using dry pelleted feeds or things like that. When I'm in the park, I also never use grain for the horses, or even when I'm getting the horses prepared for days in the park, grain's never used to catch them or any of that. And where I'm located in conjunction to the park, when I'm riding in the area immediately adjacent to me, we don't have as many concerns because my horses are on the same areas that the wildlife are, and they're all going back and forth, and the species are all very similar. There is invasives in the park and outside, and native inside and out, and it's not as big of a concern. When we come over here to the east side like we are today, I take a lot more precautions and making sure that we're not contributing to the problem. In a situation like today, the horses have been off of our feed for a few hours. They've had a chance to get it all through their system, and what's coming out now is only what they've eaten here, and there's always residuals, and nothing's ever completely empty, but it's about minimizing and mitigating and just minimizing your impact. And horses just generally are a very sensitive way to explore nature and a very natural way. So there's small concerns, but I wouldn't call them great concerns with that.
Now, you also mentioned trying not to break the track down too much and damage it too much. How do you do that when you've got horses clambering over it?
Well, a very simple thing that we do is our horses, because we have soft ground here, we have the opportunity to ride our horse barefoot, meaning they don't have horseshoes. And so that's one thing that we do. We don't use steel shoes on the horses. They're all barefoot trimmed, and we only use shoes for veterinary reasons, and we minimize our veterinary need by keeping up a very regular farrier program. And so it comes right down to the management and health of your horses. Can have a huge impact on the environment in a lot of ways, and definitely the trails is one of it. Just your impact then is less on the trails, and when you have a lot of horses going through, any improvements you can make turn out to be big improvements.
Now, obviously, one of the beauties of this particular national park, and actually of the province in general, is the fact not that many people know about it, so not that many people come. How do you balance the fact that obviously you need to make money out of tourism and you want to encourage people to come, but at the same time, part of the beauty actually is the fact that it is this wonderfully well-kept secret?
That's an interesting question, because you're right, it is a fine line, and it's something I think about and actually worry about a little bit. You know, being that we're with a national park, we've seen what's happened with other national parks in Canada where they become extremely commercialized, extremely popular, world famous, and they're just overrun with people, and the whole natural beauty becomes a bit compromised. And here we just have, because the traffic is a lot lower, there's a lot less people, a lot less use, things are a lot more natural. But at the same time, I think that going forward, there's still an opportunity to see a lot of increased visitation here. And we are doing a lot of work with Tourism Saskatchewan and an environmental tourist operator cooperative that we've started called Canada Nature Escapes to really promote ecologically sensitive tourism and promote tourism that does have a low footprint. And I think if we're all being really conscious about keeping our footprint low and just doing this all with a lot of respect for the natural environment, I think that we can see a pretty good increase with a minimal effect to the ecosystem. So that's the plan anyways.
And in terms of the actual people that come and visit you here, what kind of things can they do to minimize their footprint while they're here?
Well, as you saw today, we pack everything out. It's totally pack in, pack out. So we leave nothing behind when we go in there. And I think that's important with anybody using any natural space, no matter where it is in the world, to not leave anything behind and try not to leave a trace. And if people are conscious of that, you know, you'd see a lot less impact no matter where you are in the world. And I think that's a big thing, is something we try and pass on to the people that stay with us, is just the whole concept of not leaving a trace and trying to leave things as though looking in a way that maybe you've never even been there. And of course, we're on a more of a well-used trail that's used by hikers, and as we've seen today, some joggers and things like that. And this trail has maintained its mode, so it's a more obvious trail, but we do a lot of outback stuff, and when we leave, we like to make it look like we've never been there.
That's Gord Vardland from Sturgeon River Ranch in Saskatchewan, Canada. For more information, visit sturgeonriverranch.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.